Test 4. You will hear a number of different recordings, and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in 4 sections. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. You will hear a man asking for information about health services in the place where he is living. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Can I help you?
Yes, I've just moved to this area with my wife and children, and I'd like to know where we can all register with a doctor at a health centre.
Oh, okay. Well, there's Dr. Green at the Harvey Clinic.
The woman says the doctor at the Harvey Clinic is called Dr. Green, so Green has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Can I help you?
Yes. I've just moved to this area with my wife and children, and I'd like to know where we can all register with a doctor at a health centre.
Oh, okay. Well, there's Dr. Green at the Harvey Clinic. We always recommend her for babies because she's very good with them and she runs a special clinic.
Oh, actually, my youngest child is 5, so that wouldn't be any good for us.
Right.
Is there anywhere else I could try?
Yes, the Eshcol Health Practice is the next one on my list.
How do you spell that?
E-S-H-C-O-L. And it's Dr. Fuller who has space on his list. The clinic only opened a year ago, so the facilities are all very modern.
That sounds good.
And it's particularly good if you're busy during the day, because they also do appointments in the evening. They're closed on Saturday, though. The only other place on the list is the health centre on Shaw Lane. You can register with Dr. Gormley. That's G-O-R-M-L-E-Y. He's new there, but the centre has a very good reputation.
Oh, yes. I think I know the road. That would be the best one. Thanks. Could you tell me, will all their services be free?
There are usually some small charges that doctors make. Let me see what it says about the Shaw Lane Centre. If you need to be vaccinated before any trips abroad, you won't have to pay for this. What else? The Sports Injury Treatment Service operates on a paying basis, as does the Nutritional Therapy Service. Some health centres do offer alternative therapies like homeopathy as part of their pay-to-use service. Shaw Lane are hoping to do this soon. I think they may start with acupuncture.
Oh.
And finally, if you need to prove you're healthy or haven't had any serious injuries before a new employer will accept you, you can get a free fitness check up there. But you'd most likely have to pay for insurance medicals, though.
Okay, thanks.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
You might also be interested to know the centre is running a pilot scheme of talks for patients. I've got the list here. Actually, they look very interesting.
What sort of things?
Well, the first one's about giving up smoking. It's next week, the 25th of February at 7 p.m, and that's in room 4. It says the talk will stress the health benefits, particularly for people with asthma or heart disease.
That sounds very interesting.
There's also a talk for families with children. It's on healthy eating and takes place on the 1st of March at 5 o'clock.
Will that be at the health centre?
Actually, it's at the primary school on Shore Lane. I imagine they're inviting the parents of pupils there. It says here, all welcome.
I might go to that if I have time.
There's a couple of other talks. One giving advice about how to avoid injuries while doing exercise.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the 9th of March. Oh, it's a late afternoon talk at 4:30. And it'll be in room 6. It also says the talk is suitable for all ages. And finally, there's a talk called Stress Management, which is on the...
That is the end of section 1. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2.